Sabina Meyer played that concert fantasy arranged by Hellinger and Giampieri on themes from Verdi's Rigoletto. And Franz Welser-Mürst conducted the Zurich Opera Orchestra. More opera this afternoon on Radio 3, Die Meistersinger live from Covent Garden, beginning at 3:15. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's now 1:01, and here's David Cornett with the latest BBC news.
European leaders have warned of a difficult year ahead. The French president, Nicolas Sarkozy, urged the nation to be stoical as the worst economic crisis since the Second World War would continue to hurt households in 2012. In a similar vein, Angela Merkel warned millions of Germans that this year would be more difficult than the previous 12 months. But she predicted that the financial crisis would eventually bring the continent closer together. The Archbishop of Canterbury has used his New Year message to urge the public not to give up on young people, despite the horrific scenes of the summer riots. Dr. Rowan Williams described the violence as angry and lawless, but said that when shown the right support and love, young people can flourish. A special police unit is being set up to target any attempts to fix events at the 2012 London Olympic Games. The team will monitor suspicious betting patterns and share intelligence on those who attempt to bribe athletes. Iran says it has test-fired a medium-range surface-to-air missile during a military exercise near the strategically important Strait of Hormuz. The channel, which links the Gulf and the Indian Ocean, is one of the world's busiest oil routes. Dozens of people have died in clashes between rival ethnic groups in eastern Nigeria. Officials say the violence was due to a land dispute. Council tenants who sublet their homes could go to prison under new government proposals to make the practice a criminal offence. High earners could also be forced to pay the market rate. A 19-year-old man has died while trying to climb one of England's highest peaks. The teenager got lost in heavy snow on Scafell Pike in Cumbria. The Duke of Edinburgh has joined the rest of the royal family for a New Year's Day church service. Despite his recent health scare, he arrived on foot and smiled at well-wishers outside the church on the Sandringham estate. And the weather, northern parts of Britain will become brighter with sunny spells and showers, which will be heaviest and most frequent in the northwest. The rain in western areas will spread east during the day, turning heavy at times. BBC News and Weather at 1:03.
David Cornett. Now it's time on Radio 3 for today's edition of the Early Music Show. Here's Catherine Bott.
A very good afternoon and a happy new year. In today's programme, music from an ensemble that's 30 years old in 2012, and we're getting in first with the celebrations, just 13 hours into the year. Back in 1982, a group of young orchestral players in East Berlin, as it was then, got together to play Baroque music on period instruments. A novel idea for East Berlin, and their first concerts were greeted with acclaim and a degree of surprise that the original instrument sound could be so eloquent. Well, they were all very good players to start with. It became clear that there was a future in working together, so they called themselves Akademie für Alte Musik Berlin, or AKMUS for short, according to their website. Time for our first music. AKMUS has an extensive and acclaimed discography, which I'm going to plunder later on. But it just so happens that, courtesy of our colleagues in the European Broadcasting Union, we're also able to hear them in concert, recorded at last summer's Stockholm Early Music Festival. Here's a piece which really shows the zest they put into their playing, Telemann's Folke Ouverture. The folk, in this case, are the natives of some exotic lands painted with the broadest of brushstrokes, and a couple of universal physical types depicted with unsparing accuracy. You'll see what I mean when I tell you the movements of the suite. Overture, two minuets, the Turks, the Swiss, the Muscovites, the Portuguese, the Limpers, and the Runners. Thank you. Telemann's Volker-Ouverture, played by Akademie für Alte Musik Berlin. Telemann's contribution to German music was once described as letting in currents of fresh air. He took particular delight in writing descriptive music for orchestra, and that suite of dances was designed to transport listeners to foreign parts, even if only in thumbnail sketches. Turkey, Switzerland, Russia and Portugal don't get much of a look-in in the conventional suite, which is more about dances from the old familiar places, a German allemande, an Italian or French coranto or courante, a Spanish sarabande or an English jig. Now, I must be fair, courante is a running word, and he does give us the runners in the last movement. Sounds more like a 50-yard sprint than anything you could dance to, though. Now, if I know my early music show listeners, you're all probably ahead of me when I say that academy derives from an Athenian grove where Plato taught. The Italian Renaissance loved the idea of the Accademia. The one in Florence was a gathering of aristocratic intellectuals led by the ruling Medici family, who studied everything classical. And as the movement spread, so too did the subjects under discussion: literature, drama, music and philosophy. In the late Baroque, Handel and Corelli were both members of the Accademia Arcadia in Rome. These institutions were beginning to concentrate on matters musical. The 18th century Accademia Filarmonica in Bologna was very fussy about admitting new members and only allowed the 14-year-old Mozart in after a thorough going over. English aristocrats discovered the academy concept on their grand tours and brought it home. London's first Royal Academy of Music was not the music college we know today on the Marylebone Road, but a cultural and commercial enterprise. In Germany, the word academy was often used as a synonym for concert, which is bringing us back to today's featured ensemble. Berlin, where the Akademie für Alte Musik is based, had two famous academies which were home to pioneering concerts in the late 18th century: the Academy for Church Music and the Singakademie, or Choral Society. That's where Mendelssohn brought Bach's St. Matthew Passion to the light again in 1829. There was, of course, an Academy of Ancient Music founded in London in 1710 and a certain English group of the same name founded in 1973. But the name works especially well in conjunction with Berlin. The group from Berlin lists three concertmasters and a leader among its regular members. Somewhere there must be a very complicated spreadsheet working out that particular job share. And they often invite guest conductors in for single projects and recordings. In this aria from an opera by Porpora, it's René Jacobs on the podium with mezzo-soprano Vivica Genoux.
Thank you.
Vivica Genoux in a brilliant aria Dall'amor più sventurato from Orfeo by Nicola Porpora with Akademie für Alte Musik Berlin guest directed on that Grammy nominated recording by René Jacobs. All the arias on the disc are associated with the great castrato Farinelli, and it's an absolute tour de force of virtuosity from Genoux, who's a regular collaborator with Jacobs. One imagines the recording sessions being almost too exciting. You're listening to The Early Music Show with me, Catherine Bott, getting in early with a celebration of 30 years of the invigorating German ensemble Akademie für Alte Musik Berlin, founded by a group of young players in that city in 1982. Well, they're all a bit older now, but the pictures of the team on their website show the faces of people who look as if they enjoy their work. The group operates as a cooperative and numbers about 30 regulars, and many great guests, they say. Among them, René Jacobs, as we've heard, Cecilia Bartoli and Andreas Scholl. The group gives about 100 concerts a year. Let's hear more from a 2011 concert right now. Recorded at the Stockholm Early Music Festival, this is Bach's Violin Concerto in E, BWV 1042, and the soloist is one of the concertmasters, Georg Kalweit. Thank you. Bach Violin Concerto played by Georg Kalweit and Akademie für Alte Musik Berlin, recorded in Stockholm last summer. 2 years after the group began, Berlin's Konzerthaus was reopened, and they've had their own concert series there ever since. And their recordings have won every award going, from Grammys to the Gramophone, Edison's to Diapason d'Or. And for our last music today, a haunting piece from their recording of music by Johann Sebastian Bach's favourite, most talented and most troubled son, Wilhelm Friedemann. This is his Adagio and Fugue in D minor.
Thank you.
Akademie für Alte Musik Berlin playing W.F. Bach. They're kicking off their anniversary year, 2012, in Berlin on January the 25th with a programme of music by Graun, Kvantz, Bender, Bach and a composer they bill as von Preußen, a.k.a. Frederick the Great of Prussia. And they're dedicating the concert to that imperial flute player and patron of music. To them, and once again to you, Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you too, Catherine Bott. You can find details of all the music in today's programme on the Radio 3 website. And next Saturday's Early Music Show, Catherine will be presenting a programme featuring music by some of the many students of the father of English music, William Byrd. That's at the same time, just after the 1 o'clock news.
Always a seasonal favourite. Drama, humour and the most lyrical music. On BBC Radio 3, Hansel and Gretel, live from the New York Metropolitan Opera. Saturday night from 6 on BBC Radio 3.
Well, of course, that's next Saturday, but we have opera before that. In fact, we have opera in 45 minutes' time, when we'll be making a second visit this weekend to the Royal Opera House. This time we'll be live as Martin Handley presents Wagner's Die Meistersinger von Nürnberg, with the baritone Wolfgang Koch as Hans Sachs, the tenor Simon O'Neill as Walter von Stolzing, and the soprano Emma Bell as Eva. Seizing his opportunity after Mass, Walter, who's a young knight from Franconia, asks Eva if she's engaged. Cheeky imp. Eva, who's fallen in love with him at first sight, tells him that her father has arranged to give her hand in marriage to the winner of the Guild's Song Contest, due to take place the following day. So, naturally, Walter plans to qualify as a master singer during the guild meeting and thus to earn a place in the song contest despite his ignorance of how it all works and all the rules and conventions. And, of course, it's easier said than done. The Royal Opera House Chorus and Orchestra are conducted by Antonio Papano in 45 minutes' time, when no doubt Martin Handley will be telling you all that stuff again, but I thought I'd mention it now. Well, over the past couple of weeks here on BBC Radio 3, we've been broadcasting a series of 10 programmes showcasing some of Radio 3's current new generation artists. For the next 40 minutes, we're going to hear a former new generation artist performing piano music by Schumann. Ingrid Fleeter hails from Buenos Aires, and it was in Argentina that she began her piano studies. She sprang to international attention in 2006 when she won the Gilmour Artist Award. In contrast with other music awards, nominees aren't aware that they're under consideration. They're assessed discreetly over a period of time through live performances and recordings. And in fact, Ingrid Fleeter is one of only a handful of performers to have received the honour, which is presented to an exceptional pianist who, regardless of age or nationality, possesses profound musicianship and charisma, and who sustains a career as an international concert artist. Well, she was a Radio 3 New Generation artist from 2007 to 2009, and her presence on the international music scene coincides with that of other former New Generation artists, such as the Belcher String Quartet, the pianist Paul Lewis, the violinist Janine Janssen, and the cellist Natalie Klein, to name but a few. And if you'd like to go to the Radio 3 website and follow the link to NGA, you can find information on Ingrid Fleeter, with videos on and interviews with all the new generation artists. Well, Ingrid Fleeter has released two all Chopin discs, and her interpretation of the complete Chopin waltzes received several five-star reviews. But as I said, we're going to hear her now playing music by Schumann, his Symphonic Etudes, Opus 13. Schumann's piano works are among his best-known and his best-loved compositions, and the piano was undoubtedly the key factor of his life. He began as a pianist himself, and then for the first 10 years of his compositional life, he completed and published nothing but piano music. His own career as a pianist never actually materialised, but he eventually married Clara Wieck, who was the daughter of his piano teacher, and many of his solo piano works, as well as the piano concerto, were composed with her and her prodigious talent in mind. The symphonic studies, which are also known as studies in the form of variations, were composed over a number of years, and they started as the result of a theme by an amateur flautist, Baron von Fricken. He was the father of Ernestina von Fricken, to whom Schumann was engaged for some 18 months before breaking off the engagement in favour of Clara. And actually, the engagement ended on New Year's Day in 1836. Although the symphonic studies had their origins in Schumann's relationship with Ernestina, and so can't be said to have been inspired directly by Clara, like so much of Schumann's music, they did mark a turning point in his relationship with Clara. The final third version of the studies was published posthumously, and it consists of Schumann's second version, that is the theme, 9 variations and a finale, but then supplemented by 2 studies which had been dropped from the first version. The first study appears between the second and third variations, and the second study was inserted between the 7th and 8th. I hope you're following all this. Each of the studies is sharply contrasted, and they are separate entities in themselves, but they are linked by Baron von Fricken's theme, which Schumann presents in a straightforward way at the beginning of the work. Schumann's symphonic studies, Opus 13, are played now by the Radio 3 former New Generation artist, Ingrid Fleeter.